Hi, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. What a week of weather it's been, from clouds, clouds, to more clouds. I wonder what the weekend has in store. I'll give you a hint. It starts with a C. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
Today, we have a high of 58 degrees and a low of 46 degrees, with mostly sunny conditions. Although, that sun sure doesn't stick around for long anymore. Daylight saving time has me thinking it's time for bed when it's really only 5 p.m. This weekend, you can expect a high of 56 degrees on Saturday and a low of 53 degrees, with more clouds. The winds will also pick up, and look out for a shower or two. Don't be caught without your raincoat or umbrella, just in case. I find it always rains when I'm least prepared. For Sunday, there is a forecast of mostly cloudy conditions with even more wind. Shocker. We're looking at a high of 59 and a low of 47 and a chance of showers in the morning. So, in summary, Evanston has clouds, winds, and showers to look forward to this weekend. Not exactly the most ideal for Northwestern's parents' weekend, but I guess there has to be cloudy days to appreciate the sunny ones. And speaking of sun, or lack thereof, what's with daylight saving time anyways? What does that even mean? Why does it exist, other than to fuel my seasonal depression? The practice was introduced to set the clocks forward an hour in the summertime to make more use of the daylight hours, hence spring forward and fall back. In the wintertime, setting the clocks back allows people to start their workdays when the sun has already risen. It was first implemented in the U.S. in 1918 during World War I for 7 months to conserve energy, as more time with the sun meant less energy used. It was implemented again in World War II and made standard in 1966. Now, there have been calls to take away daylight saving time as changes in the clocks upset our natural circadian rhythms and produce car accidents and mood disturbances. However, as for now, it's not going anywhere. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay warm and dry and try not to get too bogged down by the darkness. Just take it as a sign that the holidays are coming. In Evanston, Illinois, Ilse von Heimberg, WNUR News.